Okay, so picture this. You're at your go-to coffee shop, right? Latte is steaming. You're about to dive into some work online.
The dream.
Right. And you spot that free guest Wi-Fi. Who doesn't love free stuff?
Yeah.
But should you really be accessing like sensitive information on that network?
Good question.
That's what we're diving into today. How to stay safe in this world where work can happen like anywhere.
And we're doing this deep dive armed with, you guessed it, another cybersecurity training document.
Exactly. And honestly, with how often we're told to be careful online, I'm kind of curious what this one has to say.
Me too. Let's get into it.
All right, so first up, what makes a network insecure? This document had a good way of putting it, actually.
Kinda.
They said it's basically like leaving the front door to your house wide open.
Okay, I get that. Anyone can just walk in.
Exactly. And it's easy to forget that with public Wi-Fi, especially if there's no password.
Especially no password. Yeah.
Yeah.
The document actually gets into how simple it is for, cyber criminals to snag your data
Yeah.
on those unsecured networks. Like literally anything from what sites you visited to your login info.
It's kind of creepy when you think about it.
Super creepy. It's like someone's peering over your shoulder as you type.
Ugh, makes that free Wi-Fi feel a lot less enticing. And it's one thing for someone to see your data, but what they can actually do with it is even scarier.
Yeah, absolutely. This training really hammered home the whole man in the middle attack.
Oh, yeah, that sounds bad.
It is. Imagine writing an email, private,
Yeah.
right? But then someone swoops in, reads the entire thing, maybe even changes some stuff, and then delivers it to the person you intended. Yes, way. And that's essentially what these attackers can do on an unsecured network, mess with your data while it's traveling.
That's seriously messed up.
Totally. We're talking identity theft, financial fraud.
Well.
This isn't just some harmless prank,
Okay, so not great, but on a more positive note, knowing all this, what can we actually do about it?
That's the good news. The training doc actually gives some solid advice, starting with your home Wi-Fi.
Okay, shoot.
Two words, strong encryption and a good unique password.
Okay, so about that strong encryption part,
Sure.
the document specifically calls out WPA3. Can you break down what makes that more secure for those of us who, might still think password 123 is a good idea?
Well, hopefully nobody thinks that anymore. But you're right, it's worth explaining. So WPA3, it's the most up-to-date standard we have for Wi-Fi security. Think of older protocols like they're using a flimsy old lock on your door. WPA3, that's like a full-on state-of-the-art security system.
Okay, so WPA3, good. Got it.
And with a good, unique password on top of that, you're making it way harder for anyone to break in.
Love it. What about when we're not at home, though? Like, is public Wi-Fi just a hard no?
Honestly,
Yeah.
for anything super sensitive, online banking, work files, stuff like that, I'd say avoid it unless you have some extra security measures in place.
Extra security measures. Like, what?
This training recommended using a VPN, virtual private network. It's kind of like
Yeah.
you're creating a secret tunnel for your data. Everything you send is encrypted, scrambled up, so even if someone's snooping on that public Wi-Fi, they can't read it.
So it's like sending a sealed letter instead of a postcard, way harder to intercept.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes me feel a lot better about using public Wi-Fi for, less sensitive stuff.
There you go.
Any other general tips, or are we good on the Wi-Fi front?
One more thing. The training really stressed being smart about when we do those sensitive transactions we talked about.
Yeah.
Banking, online shopping, anything involving personal info. If you can wait till you're on a secure network, do it.
And if you're ever unsure,
Always play it safe. Better safe than sorry, right?
100%. This whole deep dive has been a good reminder that cybersecurity is on all of us.
Completely agree. It's not just some IT problem. We all have a role to play.
So true. And honestly, sometimes even small changes can make a big difference. So for anyone listening who's feeling ready to level up their security game even more, what's one thing they can do that goes beyond these tips?
Ooh, good question. I'd say start being more mindful of your digital footprint. What apps are you using? What sites are you on? What are you sharing on social media?
It's all connected.
It really is. And just being more aware of those online habits. That goes a long way.
That's a great point to end on, actually. Be mindful, be secure.
Love it.
So, to sum it all up, strong passwords, be cautious on public Wi-Fi, and maybe think twice about sharing your life story online. Until next time, everyone, stay safe out there.
And enjoy that latte.
On a secure network, of course.